We had major issues getting connected to WCSM's internet feed. We now join the first set in progress.
Hey, Wendell to Garkey is going to be hit out of bounds and centering now on a 6-0 run, takes a 13-12 lead with Carly Winter at the trigger. That's done by Marissa Garkey up to Faith Wendell. Wendell's going to give it back to Garkey up the middle. That never made it. That'll make the score now 14-12. 7-0 run for Sanry. Trailed 12-7. And now a 2-point advantage to the home team. Carly Winter will serve it up again. Bupp, Kanafke, and Garkey. This will be Audra Bupp over to Aubrey Kanafke. And now from the 10-foot line, Tegan Forkamp pushes it deep. Winter, Robinette, sets up Brianna Sebring. Nice dig by Audra Bupp. And now free ball across by Marissa Garkey. That was Kanafke that made the play, by the way. And now Maya Antrep will send that one down. Great diving play by Aubrey Kanafke, the libero. Goes for naught. And Sanry on an 8-0 run with a 15-7 lead. Substitution, Whitley Rammel back into the game. She'll play some back row temporarily. She'll pick that one up. She'll go up to Faith Wendell. Wendell comes our way to Grace Guggenbiller and hit it out of bounds behind everybody and over everybody. That'll make it 16-12. And Sanry now on a 9-0 run. Timeout. Indians will take a break with them. Sanry 16, 4A carry 12, set number 1 on your sports leader, WCSM.
The initials VFW stand for Veterans of Foreign Wars, men and women that have served our country on foreign soil in time of conflict. If you would like to be a member, ask how you can join and be a part of this great organization. Enjoy a great evening meal while visiting with family and friends. All meals are open to the public. The Salina VFW is on 29 West Edge of Salina. If you enjoy your freedom, be sure to shake hands with the service men and women, tell them thank you, stand for the national anthem, and salute your flag.
Farming is just like any other business, and the People's Bank Company offers operating loans that are made for financing your farm business. Hi, I'm Jace Holman, loan officer and branch manager for the People's Bank Company Wayne Street location in Salina, where we understand the seasonal needs that go along with your ag business. We offer competitive fixed and adjustable rates for your short-term or long-term needs. The People's Bank Company, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Lydia Whirling on the second hit will send that one to no man's land. Point St. Henry. And St. Henry now on a 10-0 run and a 17-12 leader in set one. Carly Winter will serve up again. Rammel, Garkey, and Buck deep. This will be Whitley Rammel and unable to get in a playable position. And she was diving in front of the 10-foot line to get that one. Now substitution. We'll get Aubrey Kanafke back into the game. The libero will join Marissa Garkey and Audra Bupp in that back row. Awaiting the serve of Carly Winters on a roll right now. 11-0 run, St. Henry. There is Kanafke up to Faith Wendell. Forkamp. Now Maya Antrep on the other side. Now St. Henry back on the attack as we get caught up. Lydia Whirling. Carly Winter from the back row. Dug by Faith Wendell. Tegan Forkamp on the first hit. Now Garkey. Faith Wendell. Back set. Tegan Forkamp. That's off the hand. I think you got St. Henry in the net. It was fine and pay dirt anyway, so Tegan Forkamp will get a kill. That'll stop an 11-0 Sanry run. And center now up by Johnny Bench, 18-13 here in set number one. Marissa Garkey went back to do the serving. Mara Pearson joins Grace Guggenbiller and Tegan Forkamp in the front row for the Indians. Served by Garkey. We'll go one hop and all defense out of here. That'll make it 19-13 as Sanry gets close to that magic number 20. Serve reception right now. Libero Aubrey Kanafke, flanked by Mara Pearson and Marissa Garkey. They await the serve of the quarterback, Lydia Whirling. Left to right on the dowel all night long here as we don't change sides anymore. There's Kanafke up to Faith Wendell. Back set, Grace Guggenbiller. That's dug by Robinette. That's up by the net. Dug out of the net by Whirling and then Sebring on the attack. There's Guggenbiller. Faith Wendell sets up Guggenbiller. That's blocked and eventually back on St. Henry's side, crawled across the net. And Claire Wendell will put one down on the Redskin side. Garkey. Wendell sets up Pearson. That'll be dug by Grace Lange. And then all the way across, Sandry back on the attack, everyone is. Now bump set, Brianna Sebring. Dug in the back row that time by Garkey. Faith Wendell, back set, Tegan. Forkamp, and that hit the candy cane. Hit the candy cane, that means it's out of bounds. And that'll make it 20-13. Advantage Sandry. Pearson, Garkey, and Kanapke deep. Awaiting the serve of Lydia Whirling. The sophomore will send it across as we speak. It'll go right to Marissa Garkey. Faith Wendell. sets up Mara Pearson from the 10-foot line. There's a good swing. Nice dig by Grace Lange. Now Kanapke gives it to Faith Wendell, and she'll hit it out of bounds. Aubrey Kanapke tried to set up Faith Wendell, had nothing else she could do, just get it across. And Henry, who trailed one time at 12-7, now a 21-13 lead. As Lydia Whirling will serve from the right back position. Serves across. Dug by Marissa Garkey. Chased down by Aubrey Kanapke. She'll set up Grace Guggenmiller off the high hands Robinette. To Grace Lange. Puck set over to Brianna Seifring. That's off Kanapke and down. Good swing by Brianna Seifring. And Henry, a 9-point lead, their biggest lead of the set here so far at 22-13. Serve again will come from Lydia Whirling. Same targets back here as normal. And that one's not going to get to any of them as that's a service error. Makes it 22-14. Grace Guggenmiller will head back to the service area for the Indians. Whitley Rammel will join Tegan Forkamp and Mara Pearson in the front row. Served by Guggenmiller. One hopping off the fence out of here. That'll make it 23-14 at Danny Sandry. He'll send Brianna Siffing back to serve. Marissa Garkey in the middle of that back row. Aubrey Kanapke, the libero, to her right, to her left, Mara Pearson. Seifring will serve with a 9-point Redskin advantage. That's across. Pearson all the way across and slammed home by Maya Antruff. Got right on top of that big ball hit, or big eye hit, I guess we call it. As the ball sits right on top, and then she slammed it home. Makes it 24-14. And now Seifring a chance to end our first set here in our third match of the day. From the middle back position, Seifring sent it across. That'll be Marissa Garkey up to face it. Wendell sets up Tegan. Forkamp rolls one across. Claire Wendell on the dig. Now quick set goes to Maya Antrup. Blocked for a point. Whitley Rambo the block as she went one-on-one with Maya Antrup. That'll make the score now 24-15. But no margin for error now for the Indians. Indians started a perfect at 3-0. But setbacks to Buckeye Central and Rushi. They're now 3-2. Center started day at 4-1. Got knocked off by Buckeye Central, knocked off Rushi, so they're 5-2 right now. Taking four cannon service out of bounds, and that will end set number one. Henry, 25. And for recovery 15, when we return, we'll give you numbers on set one on your sports leader, WCSM.
I'm just a voiceover actor and don't know much about agriculture, but Shockman Lumber wanted me to talk to you about those buildings that you put moo cows in. Now, the Shockman Lumber people do know agriculture, and they've built lots of those moo cow buildings and buildings to hold those big wheeled machines that plant stuff in the dirt that grows, and buildings to store all those plant thingies in. Oh, yeah, if I ever actually get my hands dirty and wanted a barn thingy, I'd see the experts at Shockman Lumber. They're on that interweb at shockmanlumber.com. Do I get paid for this?
I need a better job where the benefits are great. A family-friendly company with competitive pay. Where people stop and greet me when they see my smiling face. Cooper Farms. It's more than a workplace.
Locations in Van Wert, Fort Recovery, St. Henry, Rossburg, and Coldwater. Start at $15.25 an hour for full-time production. Flexible options available, too. To apply, visit CooperFarmsJobs.com. Cooper Farms, it's more than a workplace.
People avoid medical care for many reasons, but avoiding annual checkups, preventative screenings, and even avoiding treatment for minor illnesses and injuries can lead to further complications and an overall decline in health. Whether you're looking to maintain wellness or regain health, and even when you're not sure where to begin, Mercer Health is committed to help you on your journey to your healthiest life. To learn more about Mercer Health's full continuum of healthcare services, visit mercer-health.com.
Welcome back to Henry Middle School. We were tied at 1, 2, and 4 in that first set. Next thing you know, the Indians had a 12-7 lead. The Redskins would come back and tie it up at 12-12. In fact, a 12-7 deficit turned into an 18-12 advantage, an 11-0 run for St. Henry. Gave them that 18-12 lead, and they win 25-15. For the Redskins in set number one, looks like this. Chloe Gills had a kill. It was Lydia Whirling, 2 kills and 4 service points. Carly Winter, 10 service points, including an ace and a kill. Brianna Siffering had 3 kills, a block, and a service point. Maya Antrup, 3 kills and service points for Grace Lange and also Lauren Robinette. So Robinette will be credited with 1 service point. For the 4 recovery, Indians in set number one. Marissa Garkey, 2 kills. Mara Pearson, a kill and a block. Tegan Forkamp had a kill. Willie Rambo, a couple kills and a block. It was Aldra Buff and 4 service points and also serving, let me get the correct number here, Faith Wendell also did some serving, and she was credited with 3 service points. So that's where we sit here. Henry, 11 kills a block, 17 service points. 40 carry, 5 kills, a couple blocks, and 7 service points. Set 1 in the books. The Indians will serve set 2 here. Grace Guggenbiller at the trigger. There's Little Bloop. It's dug by Lauren Vikey. And now Whirling sets up Brianna Sebring off the block and down. Sebring came right up the middle from set by Whirling. And Senator won the first set, 25-15. Now a 1-0 leader here in set number 2. Lydia Whirling will start the serving. On the barrel in the back row, Albrecht and Napke, along with Marissa Garkey and Mara Pearson. This will be Garkey up to Faith Wendell. Wendell sets up Whitley Ramble off the block, picked up by Lauren Robinette. Chased down by Lydia Whirling, and by the time she could recover, she hits it into the stands, diving at it. Not a whole lot you can do about that. That'll tie us up at 1-1. Ramble will be credited with the kill. And heading back to serve now will be Tegan Fordkamp. A 5'11 sophomore lettered last year, first year of setting at the varsity level, but played last year at the varsity level. And now they're going to do a little maintenance on the floor as Whirling. A little sweat on the turf there. Looks like everything will be okay. Redskins on the serve reception right now. Brianna Sebring, Lauren Robinette, and Grace Lange. Lydia Whirling back here as well with Claire Wendell and Maya Andra. Rammel, Pearson, and Lily Luth holding the front row for 4 recovery. Served by Tegan Fordkamp. Robinette, Whirling, sets up Brianna Sebring, blocked for a point. Ramble teamed up with Lily Luthold, and Luthold got that one, I believe. That's the way they're celebrating. That was a double block with Lily Luthold, who's known for her blocking. We'll get for recovery. A 2-1 lead here in set number 2. Tegan Fordkamp serve again, got some juice on it. Pulling Robinette to dig. To Lydia Whirling, wrap around Maya Antrop off the block and down. Antrop went through the double block that time. We'll pick up the kill. We're tied for the second time in set number 2 at 2-2. Redskins 2 and Indians 2. Henry won the first set. Final score is 25-15. And now the serve will be Brianna Sebring. They're still doing a little bit of work on the Redskins side of the sweat area. Here's that they're okay this time. We'll find out. Serve reception. Libero, Albrecht, Kanapke, Mara Pearson, Marissa Garkey. Waiting the serve of Brianna Sebring. Break the 2-2 tie one way or another. That'll be Pearson up to Tegan Fordkamp. She'll set up Whitley Ramble. Good swing by Ramble. And she'll find the left corner wide open. That'll make the score now 3-2 advantage Indians. And coming back in to do the serving will be Audra Butt, the junior defensive specialist. And Lefty will serve it to Lange, Gils, and Sebring back here. This will be Brianna Sebring up to Lydia Whirling. Whirling's going to set up Chloe Gils. And on a second hit, back to the Redskins. Whirling, back set. Claire Wendell blocked for a point. Whitley Ramble teamed up with Marissa Garkey. Ramble will be credited with that block. And for recovery, just as they did back in that first set, take an early 4-2 lead here. But the Redskins went on an 11-0 run back in that first set. Now the serve again by the Indians, dug by Chloe Gils. Lydia Whirling up the middle. Claire Wendell dug in the back row by Bupp to Fordkamp. She'll push one across Sebring. Lydia Whirling bump set up to Chloe Gils. Back in the back row by Kanapke. Now Tegan Fordkamp. Back set Whitley. Ramble, nobody home. Ramble took some off of that one. On the spot to her liking and for recovery, an early 5-2 leader in set number 2. Trying to win their first set of the day. Indians fall to Buckeye Central and Rushi. Rushi in the 8-10 o'clock game. Buckeye Central in the second game. Buckeye Central came in here undefeated, still undefeated as they take on Rushi right now. Now the Redskins back on the attack and free ball across by Maya Ancha. Ramble the dig to Tegan Fordkamp. Right back to Whitley. Ramble, and I think he's got an illegal throwing of the volley ball. They'll say an illegal hit against the full recovery Indians. That'll make it 5-3. And the ball will go back to Sandra and Grace Lange at the service area. Audra Buck, Albrecht Kanapke, and Marissa Garkey deep. Front row, Tegan Fordkamp, Whitley Ramble, and Willie Luthold. The Lange serve will be one hopping off the fence out of here. Point for recovery, and they got an early double up at 6-3. Grace Guggenbiller back in for four recovery, joins Marissa Garkey and Lily Luthold in the front row, while Willie Ramble will head back to do the serving. Sebring, Lange, and Wendell from right to left as we look at them. That'll be one hopping off the fence. Just missed that back end of the back line. Steve Dell said, I think he might have did a perfect job so far here today, calling in and outs there. And you don't hear anybody yelling at those guys. That's a good thing. Shouldn't yell at them anyways, by the way. 6-4 right now. Advantage for recovery. Lauren Bikey in to serve. It'll be dug in the back row by Bupp. Up 2-4 camp. Sets up Marissa Garkey. Dug in the back row by Brianna Sebring. Now Lydia Whirling sets up Chloe Gills down the line, and that one was touched and inbounds anyway. The Gills killing the Redskins within one at 6-5. And Lauren Bikey will serve it up again with libero Aubrey Kanapke in that back row. In the middle of the back row, Andre Bupp. That's a couple juniors. And senior Marissa Garkey behind that line. And now to serve Lauren Bikey. That'll be Marissa Garkey. Up to Tegan Forkamp. Forkamp with the left hand to Grace Lange. Lydia Whirling, quick set Carly Winter. Block dug by Bikey. Now Whirling, cross court to Chloe Gills. Counted. Gills went through the double block of Jürgen Miller and Luthold. And we're now tied again. We are a third tie at 6-6. Tied at 1-2 and now 6-6. As the Redskins make a little bit of a comeback here. Trailed at one time 5-2. Now Lauren Bikey will break the tie from the service area. Serves across. That'll be dug by Marissa Garkey. Chased down by Tegan Forkamp. Great play to Grace Guggenbiller. And Guggenbiller, who was in an unorthodox position, could not get it over the net. And she had to do a whole lot of bending to get that one across. But a great play by Forkamp. Just keeping it in play. But the Redskins get a point, and they lead 7-6 here in set two. After winning that first set, 25-15. That serve will go in the net, and we're tied again. A couple touchdowns on the board, 7-7. All kind of exciting football last night, as we talked about a little bit earlier in our pregame. All kind of winners last night. Anna knocked off Parkway 48-17. Marion Local 2 points better than Versailles 19-17. And there's an ace by Faith Wendell. Then for recovery, back ahead 8-7. Coldwater 42-6 over four recovery. Henry puts up 40 against Minster and wins 40-28. New Bremen, the defending state champion, a 42-14 winner last night at home against Delta St. John. We're now tied at 8-8 here, Indians and Redskins. Warren Robinette, the 5'5 senior defensive specialist, in the serve. Deep in the back row, Aldra Bupp, Aubrey Kanapke. This will be Kanapke. Up to Faith Wendell. Going to try to get the ball to Marissa Garkey. Too close to that candy cane, unable to get it across. That'll be a point for the home team, and Henry now ahead 9-8 here in set number two. Warren Robinette will serve it again from the middle back position. Dug in the back row that time by Bupp, Wendell, to Tegan Forkamp, dug by Brianna Sifring, Lydia Whirling, middle set Carly Winter, dug by Faith Wendell, Tegan Forkamp, middle set Grace Guggenbiller off of Robinette and out of bounds. Guggenbiller the kill, Fort recovery the point. And we're tied with a couple nines on the board. Redskins 9, Indians 9, Marissa Garkey back to serve, Tegan Forkamp back in the, Mara Pearson joins Tegan Forkamp and Grace Guggenbiller in the front row. Lange, Bikey, and Sebring deep. They're served by Marissa Garkey. Right at Grace Lange. Bump set. Lauren Bikey over to Brianna Sebring. She'll free ball across to Pearson. Now Faith Wendell. Back row attack. Marissa Garkey. Dug by Brianna Sebring. Lydia Rolling right back to Sebring. Off the block and down. Went through the double block of Guggenbiller and Forkamp. They were there. Ball bounces off them onto the Indian side. And right now it's a 10-9 lead for the homestanding Redskins here in the Redskin Invitational. Carly Winter, who had quite a roll back in the first game, serves. Pearson, Faith Wendell, sets up Tegan. Forkamp hit it over everybody. I don't think there was a touch, or there wasn't. Yeah, I don't think there was a touch. Steve Dalsite says touch. So he's seen a touch. That'll tie us up at 10-10. Redskins 10, Indians 10. Forkamp will get the kill. Now Grace Guggenbiller back to serve to break the 10-10 deadlock. Brianna Sebring the dig. Lauren Bikey bumps that right back to Sebring at a 10-foot line, and that one will find pay dirt in the right corner. As Marissa Garkey went diving after it, unable to put it in play. Libero back in for four recovery. Aubrey Kanapke joins Pearson and Garkey in that back row. Lydia Whirling does the serving. Whirling serve. That'll be dug by Kanapke. Up the face, Wendell backs that Tegan Forkamp. Counted. Good swing by Tegan Forkamp. Good set by Faith Wendell. And we're tied at 11-11. Dogfight here. Tied at 1, 2, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, and 11. Six straight stops that we've been tied. We go back and forth here. Now Tegan Forkamp will break the tie. We're 11-11 right now. Target is Lauren Robinette. That's up into the rafter area. Grace Lange bumps that up to Claire Wendell. That'll be Pearson. Forkamp right back to Mara Pearson. Hits one deep. Lauren Robinette on the dig. Now Lydia Whirling cross-court to Brianna Sebring off the block and out of bounds. Rammel was there, but blocked it out of bounds over to the Redskin bench. And Sandry back on top, 12-11 here in our second set. And now Brianna Sipring will do the serving with Pearson, Kanapke, and Garkey deep. We'll check her target here in a moment with a 12-11 lead. It will be Marissa Garkey up to Tegan Forkett with the left hand all the way across. And now the ball near the net, and the Redskins in the net as Lydia Willing had to get into the net to dig it out of there. A preset too close there. And yet another stop where we're tied. 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, and now 11 and 12. Seven straight ties. And going to break the tie will be Audra Buck, the junior defensive specialist left-hander back here. She'll send that one across, dug by Grace Lange. Lydia Willing sets up Chloe Gills. That's off the net. Dug that time by Kanapke, chased down by Forkett, and then Kanapke will free ball that across. Lydia Willing to dig. Grace Lange, bump set. Over to Claire Wendell, blocked for a point. Whitley Rammel. Rammel the block. Fort Reed cover the point. They're now 13-12 leader. Whitley Rammel with the block. The numbers real quick. 13 of those coming into the matches today. And now the serve again will go through with Chloe Gills, chased down by Grace Lange. Now Gills will attack and somehow kind of boop one across. Maybe not the intention, but it sure worked out. And we're now tied yet another stop at 13-13. 10 ties, 13-13 here in set number two. Grace Lange to serve. That'll be Kanapke up to Tegan Forkett. And it's going to end up on the forward recovery side as that set went across the net. And Chloe Gills will find an open area in that right corner. That'll make the score 14-13. Buck, Kanapke, and Garkey awaiting the serve of Lange. Grace Lange, the Redskin libero. That'll go right to Audra Buck. Tegan Forkett, back set. Whitley Rammel right down the line. Is out of bounds, though. And Rammel, I think, with a smile on her face, knew that she did not find that line. And that'll break our string of ties. It's now 15-13 Redskins. Grace Lange back to serve. Audra Buck, Aubrey Kanapke, and Marissa Garkey again in serve reception. This will go right through Buck up to Tegan Forkett, and she had to try to get it out of net unsuccessfully, though. And that'll make the score 16-13. Redskins went on an 11-0 run back in that first game, now on a 3-0 run, as they've taken a three-point lead, 16-13. And now Grace Lange will serve. Little blooper is going to be dug by Luthold and free ball to cross. Now Whirling, quick set, Carly Winter off the block and on the Sandry side. Whitley Rammel, another termination block. Makes it 16-14. Indians within a pair. And Rammel now will go back to serve. Lange, Wendell, and Sebring deep. Served by Whitley Rammel's across. Claire Wendell the dig up to Lydia Whirling. Goes over to Chloe Gills. Good swing by Chloe Gills. Went through a double block and took us to Andrea, 17-14 lead. Remember, the Redskins won the first set 25-15. Now heading back to serve will be Lauren Beike. Beike serving from the left back position. That'll be dug in the back row at that time by Bupp. And now the set goes to Marissa Garkey, and she'll slam one home. Good set that time from Tegan Forkett. That'll make it 17-15. Indians within a pair. Faith Wendell back through the serving for the purple and white. She'll serve from the right back position. Lange, Beike, and Sebring. That'll be Grace Lange. Chased down by Lauren Beike, and then Lange will free ball that one deep. Grace Guggenbiller on the dig. Faith Wendell, wrap around Grace Guggenbiller. That is off of Sebring and up to the scoreboard. So Grace Guggenbiller the kill. And all of a sudden, the advantage is just a single point for the Redskins at 17-16. Faith Wendell, a chance to tie it up from the service area. Sends it across, and that is going to be inbounds at the line. That'll be an ace, inbound 17-17. I'm looking at Trish Rosenbeck over there. She's in right by that line, and she knew that one was in. 17-17. Grace Lange the dig. Lydia Whirling, wrap around Carly Winter, blocked out of bounds that time. Garkey will block that one out of bounds. And Sandry back on top, 18-17. Redskins will substitute Lauren Robinette back into the game. She'll serve from the middle back position. Her targets as normal back here, Audra Buck, Aubrey Kanapke, and also Marissa Garkey. The Robinette serve. That'll be Garkey. Over to Kanapke. He'll set up Tegan Forkett, and she'll push one off the block and find pay dirt. Good push that time by Tegan Forkett. And that sophomore will tie us up at 18-18. Speaking of sophomores, another one in the lineup in Mara Pearson. She joins Google Biller in four camp in that front row. Marissa Garkey goes back to serve for the Indians. Garkey serving the air. Grace Lange on the bump. Up to Whirling. Whirling sets up Brianna Sebring, and Sebring will go around the block. Brianna Sebring, another kill. And Sanry a point away from that magic number 20. Right now, a one-point lead at 19-18. And now Carly Winter will serve it up again from the middle back position. Main target back there, Aubrey Kanapke. This will be Kanapke. Up to Faith Wendell. Wendell sets up Tegan Forkamp. That's not going to make it across. Henry has taken a 20-18 lead. Fort Recovery will use their first timeout. We'll take a break with them. Skins 20, Indians 18. On your sports leader, WCSM.
This is Tom Lamb of Lamb's Insurance. I want you to know that with our Ohio Mutual Insurance, we can save you a lot of wampum.
Wampum?
You know, moolah.
Moolah?
Yes, we can save you dough, cabbage, clams, greenback.
I think what you're trying to say is that with your Ohio Mutual policy discounts, Lamb's Insurance can save you money.
Correctamundo.
Huh?
Save money with Lamb's Insurance in Maria Stein, protecting all your insurance needs.
I'm Stacey Voorhees, your local McDonald's owner-operator, and I have 9,000 reward points. What are reward or loyalty points? Every time you visit our restaurants and use your McDonald's app, you'll earn points with your order. Once you have points, you earn free food and beverages. Plus, there are always great deals and offers in the app. So download the McDonald's app today.
McDonald's on board today. Lambs Insurance Agency, Mercer Health, Cooper Farms out of Fort Recovery and Sanry, People's Bank Company, Chapman Lumber Company, Slat VFW, Joint Township Hospital, Grand Lake Health System, Hometown and MVP Sports, and more. Right now, the serve, Tegan Forkamp is going to put one down. Forkamp on the third hit. Again, a good set by Faith Wendell. And a good timeout that time for Travis Guggenbiller will put the Indians within 120-19 here in set two. Indians need to win to send us to a third set. And to win their first match of the day, Guggenbiller serve, Lauren Beike, and that one's going down as a diving Lydia Willing will put that one into the stand. And yet another tie, that is 3-6-9-12. 13 ties here in set number two. 20-20 right now. The serve will be Grace Guggenbiller. Right at Lauren Beike, up to Lydia Whirling. Whirling goes cross court to Brianna. Sebring, that goes out the block and out of bounds on the Indian side. Point St. Henry, Redskins lead 21-20. Couple substitutions, one for the Indians. Libero back in, Aubrey Kanapke. The Redskins, they will send in Claire Wendell to join the front row of Brianna Sebring and Carly Winter up there. Served by Whirling. Dug by Kanapke. Up to Faith Wendell. Wendell sets up Whitley Rammel. That'll go up. Whirling to Grace Lange. And now lower and rubber net attack from the backside. Rammel. Quick set goes to Whitley Rammel. Rammel to Wendell to Rammel, and she'll slam that one home. And we're tied again, 21-21. That is now ties at 3-6-9-12, 14 ties. Let me get that correct. 21-21 right now. Off the net, dug by Grace Lange. Lydia Whirling sets up Brianna Sebring, tries to bloop one home. Mar Pearson there. Now taking a forecamp, bump set to Whitley Rammel. That was inbound. Rammel right down the line. That was in. That'll make it 22-21 in the Indians. Now a one-point advantage. And now Sanry will take a timeout. We'll take a break with them as well. Indians 22, Redskins 21. Set two. Your Sports Center, WCSM.
Volleyball was invented over 125 years ago in the United States by William Morgan, but years later received its official name, aptly given, when the volley-like nature of the game was noticed. Championship volleyball, played by our young ladies, diving to dig, jumping to spike, leaping to block with military precision, strategically changing their positions at a moment's notice. Our hometown team is strategically working on improving your fiber or wireless internet speeds and service. Hometown is proud to sponsor ladies volleyball as we are dedicated to our customers, community, and company.
Welcome back to Sanry Middle School. Remember, Tuesday night we'll be at the Salina Intermediate School. These Indians will go to town to take on an undefeated Salina team. Report game, New Bremen at St. Mary's as well that night. And served by Tegan Forkamp. Dug by Lauren Robinette. She'll go to Lydia Whirling. Whirling's going to set up Claire Wendell. And now Pearson. Tegan Forkamp. Quick set Whitley Rammel, and it's down. Rammel the kill. And the Indians with the trigger or the hammer right now, leading 23-21 after losing that first set, 25-15. Now Tegan Forkamp will serve it up again from the right back position. Right to left on the dial. Her target, Brianna Serving. Up to Lydia Whirling. Whirling sets up Claire Wendell off the block, and that is down on the Indian side, I believe. Now that went down on the Indian side. Rammel was there, but it rolls down the net, and the Redskins get point 22 on the board. So Indians 23, Redskins 22. Brianna Serving the serve. Aubrey Canapi in the back row with Marissa Garkey and Mara Pearson. This will be Pearson up to Tegan Forkamp with the left hand. She'll hit the first one across. Lydia Whirling now sweeping from the back row of free ball. That one deep. Marissa Garkey. Tegan Forkamp sets up Whitley Rammel. Grace Lange the dig to Lydia Whirling. Back set Claire Wendell. And that's all the block and down. Off a couple Indians. And put another tie on the board. That is 15 ties, and we got another Indian timeout. 23-23, set two on your sports leader, WCSM.
You've seen the shirt online and almost clicked to finalize the sale. And then you thought, I wonder what the shirt quality would be. Or is that color really that color? Is that a fair price? And, oh wait, I need to add the shipping cost. Then, what if it's not right? Then who do I call? The good news, MVP Sports and More can create the look you saw with the confidence of a quality job and product. MVP can make customized shirts, hats, baby blankets. You get the picture. No surprises. No hidden design or setup fees. MVP and Chickasaw, making visions possible.
Welcome back to the Centenary Middle School, 23-23. Here's set number two. Centenary won the first set, 25-15. Indians trying to send us to a third and final set today. Brianna Sebring will serve from the middle back position. Libero Aubrey Canapke in the middle of that back row. Instead, it'll be Mara Pearson up to Tegan Forkamp. She'll set up Whitley Rammel. Nice dig by Sebring, but that one's heading into the stand. Whitley Rammel got right on top of that one. First team all conference last year, Whitley Rammel, and should be first team all conference this year, too. And now a chance to win it. Audra Bupp here in set number two. And sends to a third set. The left-handed junior will chase that Lange Sebring or Gilfs. This will be Brianna Sebring. Up to Lydia Whirling. Sets up Chloe Gilfs. That's dug in the back row by Bupp. And now Tegan Forkamp back set to Rammel. Whirling, Lange. Sets up Chloe Gilfs. Dug in the back row there. Bupp again. Now Tegan Forkamp, quick set to Whitley Rammel. Blocked back, and now Forkamp's going to set up Marissa Garkey. That's off the high hands, picked up by Sebring to Whirling. Sebring now from the back row to Whitley Rammel. Tegan Forkamp, quick set, Rammel, dug by Grace Lange. And now back on the St. Henry side, through the hands of Forkamp and down. Maya Antrip had a little ping pong going on there. As we had some first and second hits going faster than this guy can think. I'll make it 24-24 right now. And Henry will break the tie one way or the other here with Grace Lange at the trigger. Aubrey Canapke and Aldrip up the main targets back here. This will be Canapke up to Tegan Forkamp. Sets up Marissa Garkey, pushes it deep. Chloe Gilfs. Lydia Whirling off the net. Now back on Henry's side. Lange to Whirling. Cross court. Chloe Gilfs off the block and down. Gilfs the kill. And Henry now with the hammer leading 25-24. Serving again, Grace Lange. Audra Bupp, Aubrey Canapke, Marissa Garkey deep. The serve by Lange is in the air. Dug by Canapke. Tegan Forkamp sets up Whitley Rammel. She'll free ball one off the block and count it. Carly Winter was there, blocked it, but it falls on the St. Henry side. And we'll play a little overtime here. 25-25. Yet one more tie there. That's a bunch of ties. We'll add those up in just a minute here. The serve by Whitley Rammel. It'll be off of Brianna Sebring and down. That's an ace. And now the hammer belongs to the Indians, 26-25. St. Henry's got a timeout left. They're going to use it. We'll take a break with them. Fort Recovery, 26. St. Henry, 25. Set number two on your sports leader, WCSM.
Fast Affordable Care, Grand Lake Urgent Care is committed to serving you and your family. Grand Lake Health Systems offers urgent care in person on our main campus, or you can access our new virtual care anytime from the convenience of your own home. Virtual urgent care is available from your computer or mobile device by using the link at www.grandlakehealth.org Monday through Friday, 9 to noon and 1 to 9 p.m., and on Saturday through Sunday, 10 to 5 p.m. Urgent care can be utilized for those non-emergent conditions such as sports injuries, poison ivy, pink eye, muscle joint pain, nausea, vomiting, colds and flus, and more. We are ready to care for you.
Going on in town right now. They're done. Buckeye Central and Rushi. We'll see if we can't dig up a score on that one. Seen a couple girls just walk by. We'll see if we can't dig that up. But this is a Redskin Invitational. Everybody guaranteed three matches. They play everybody. Right now, Whitley Ramel serving with a 26-25 lead. Grace Lange up to Lydia Whirling, and I think the Redskins in the net will play three. Set two for recovery, 27. Then 25 when we return. We'll play set three. New Sports Leader, WCSM.
The initials VFW stand for Veterans of Foreign Wars, men and women that have served our country on foreign soil in time of conflict. If you would like to be a member, ask how you can join and be a part of this great organization. Enjoy a great evening meal while visiting with family and friends. All meals are open to the public. The Salina VFW is on 29 West Edge of Salina. If you enjoy your freedom, be sure to shake hands with the service men and women, tell them thank you, stand for the national anthem, and salute your flag.
As a community bank, we support our local schools, parks, and organizations, helping neighbors in our area prosper and grow. Hi, I'm Ryan Seif, Assistant Vice President and Branch Manager of the People's Bank Company in Rockford. At the People's Bank Company, we value the relationships we have with our neighbors and enjoy building on the strong communities where we live. That's why I am proud to be a community banker. The People's Bank Company, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Sometimes I like to get hammered, but only because I'm bored. I mean, I am a bored. Yep, I'm a 2x4. Of course, size doesn't matter, and if it did, Shockman's Lumber has any size you need. Some of my lumbering buddies here at Shockman have been used in an awful lot of homes, buildings, and barns in our area. I was just purchased to be a part of a new treehouse. I can't wait to get nailed. Shockman's Lumber, we're a part of just about everything you see. 342 West Columbus Street, St. Henry, and online at shockmanlumber.com.
Welcome back to Centenary Middle School's a Dandy in set number two. We'll add up the ties here in just a minute. But right now, we take a look at individual numbers after two sets. For the Indians, Marissa Garkey with three kills. Lily Luthold has a block. Mara Pearson, a couple kills and a block. Tegan Forkamp, four kills and a couple service points. Grace Guggenbiller, a kill in each set and one service point. Whitley Ramel, eight kills, five service points, and one ace. It's Faith Wendell with six service points. For the Centenary Redskins, Chloe Gills with six kills, Claire Wendell with one, Lydia Whirling, two kills and four service points, Carly Winter, a couple kills and 11 service points, Brianna Sibring had nine kills and a block and a service point, Maya Antrep with five kills, Lauren Beike, three service points, Lauren Robinette, two, and Grace Lange has five service points. When we take a look at team numbers, we'll dig out that other sheet over there if we don't have that added. We'll dig that up in just a little bit, but set number two, tied at 1, 2, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 17, 18, 20, 21, and 23, 24, and 25, 3, 6, 9, 12, 15, 17 ties in what was a really good matchup there. So 17 ties. After two sets, Sandra, as we add them up, 26 kills and three blocks, and they are credited with 23 service points. For four recoveries, 16 kills, five blocks. And we'll get service points here in just a second. Seven more service points. So 14 altogether. Let's play set number three. Lauren Beike up to Lydia Whirling. And on the first hit, Whirling will put one down with the left hand. Lydia Whirling the kill, and Sandry will take a 1-0 advantage. So Skins 1, Indians 0. Heading back to the serve will be Lydia Whirling. Mara Pearson, along with Marissa Garkey and Aubrey Kanapkidi. This serve is in the air. And that will be out of bounds on the backside. Did not hit the backside of the line. So the service error ties it up for the first time here in this set at 1-1. So Redskins 1, Indians 1. Lily Luthold joins Mara Pearson and Whitley Ramel in the front row. And then back to serve will be Tegan Forkamp for the Indians. Forkamp serve. That'll be dug by Lauren Robinette. Up to Lydia Whirling. Middle of the court to Claire Wendell. That'll be Kanapke. Up to Pearson, and she'll slam one home. Kanapke actually set it up, or gave it up to Forkamp, and then Mara Pearson slammed it home to give Fort Recovery a 2-1 lead. Buckeye Central goes 3-0 today. They just walked by and said they beat Rishi in two sets. So Buckeye Central takes a two-hour trip to go from 3-0 to 6-0. There's a dig by Robinette to Whirling. She'll go to Brianna Sebring. I think Indians in the net. So Sebring will get a kill, and will tie us up at 2-2. Again, so Buckeye Central will jot that down at 6-0. The Rushi Raiders knocked off Fort Recovery, lose to Sandy, so they go 1-2 today. So they will leave at 3-6. And we'll see what the Indians and Redskins will leave after this match, or after this set. That's going to be an ace for Brianna Supering. Is unable to put that in play with Aubrey Kanapke. And that'll make the score now 3-2 advantage St. Henry. Serving again will be Sebring from the middle back position. Aubrey Kanapke, the main target in the middle of that back row. This will be Kanapke up to Tegan Forkamp. She's going to backset Mara Pearson. Somehow got it across. Pearson was almost over in John Shuck's lap over there. As he's the official on the floor, that'll make it 3-3. Three stops, three ties, not a big surprise. 17 ties in set number two. And now the serve will be Audra Bupp, and that will go into the nylon by the left-hander. So Henry now a 4-3 lead here in set number three. And Grace Lange will head back to serve. Indians trying to win their first match of the day, while the Redskins trying to go to 2-1. Redskins lose to Buckeye Central, knock off Rushi. Well, Buckeye Central and Rushi both knock off full recovery. Here's Claire Wendell, Lydia Whirling, over to Chloe Gills, down the line, count it for Chloe Gills. That'll make it 5-3 advantage Redskins. And now Grace Lange will do the serving from the left back position. Main target will be Aubrey Kanapke. Audra Bupp also back there. This will be Rammel, Tegan Forkamp, butt set to Marissa Garkey off the block and onto the Redskins side. Marissa Garkey to kill for recovery the point. And the Indians within a point at 5-4 here. And what will be our last set here in the Redskin Invitational in 2021. Whitley Rammel now back to serve. Grace Lange flanked by Brianna Sebring to her left and to her right, Claire Wendell. Rammel from the right back position will send it across. And that's one hopping off the fence out of here. That'll make it 6-4. These two teams will play September 23rd on your Sports Center right back here at the Centenary Middle School. An MAC contest. And who knows, they may play another time after that. More about that as the season progresses. We don't know much about that right now. There's a Lauren Beike serve. Marissa Garkey up to Tegan Forkamp. She'll backset Lily Luthold, dug by Lange, all the way across. And Guggenbiller will push it out of bounds, but I think Sandry in the net. So Guggenbiller got up there, pushed it out of bounds, but the Redskins were in the nylon. That'll be an Indian point on the miscue. And full recovery will send Faith Wendell back in to do the serving. With a 6-5 deficit. The Wendell serve, dug by Lauren Beike up to Lydia Whirling. Whirling goes over to Chloe Gills. That's dug in the back row by Bupp. Now Faith Wendell comes our way to Marissa Garkey block. And now Tegan Forkamp, three balls to the cross. Lange to Whirling. Wrap around Carly. Winner, dug by Audra Bupp. To Faith Wendell. And now Bupp's going to hit one from the back row out of bounds. The lefty had too much juice on that one. That'll make it 7-5 advantage St. Henry. Redskins substitute Lauren Robinette back into the game. She'll play some back row and do the serving. Her targets, Audra Bupp, Aubrey Kanapke, and Marissa Garkey back here. Serves across, and that's not going to go across. Serve is going to hit the nylon and fall on the Redskins side. That'll make it 7-6. And now Marissa Garkey back to serve it up again. Lange, Beike, Sebring deep. Served by Garkey. From right to left on the dial. Been like that all day long. There's Lauren Beike. Up to Lydia Whirling. Cross court over to Brianna Sebring, and she'll go through the double block. Brianna Sebring, another kill. Her number's adding up on the day. That'll make it 8-6 right now. In fact, Sebring with a team high 11. In fact, it's a game high. Rammel with 9 for the Indians. There's a Carly Winter. Serve is going to be out of bounds. Wrong side of the line. That's back-to-back service errors against St. Henry. And for recovery within 1 at 8-7, Whitley Rammel back into the Indian lineup. She'll join a couple sophomores up in that front row. Tegan Forkamp and Mara Pearson. Little bloop served by Guggenbiller. Lange, Whirling, bumps that over to Brianna Sebring, pushes it deep. Garkey back here all the way across and slammed home by Brianna Sebring. That's one of those big eye hits that we talk about. The preset gets right on top of the net. And then you see one go down hard. That'll make it 9-7. Advantage center here in our third set of the match. Best of three. A Whirling serve will be the third straight serve for the Redskins that did not find pay dirt. That makes it 9-8. Two in the net and one off the wall. Now Tegan Forkamp will do the serving. Robinette flanked by Sebring and Lange back there. The Forkamp serve. That'll be dug by Grace Lange up to Lydia Whirling. Whirling cross court over to Brianna Sebring block, but it's on the Indian side. So Sebring with the kill, Sandry with the point, and Sandry up by a pair, 10-8. And heading back to serve will be Brianna Sebring. Mara Pearson, along with Aubrey Kanapke and Marissa Garkey deep. Served by Sebring. This will be Kanapke. up to Tegan Forecamp. She'll set up Whitley Rammel. That's off the block and on the Redskins side. Gills, and now Rammel again has a block and inbound. Maya Antrup went one-on-one with Rammel and wins that battle. And the score now 11-8. Advantage to Henry, and Brianna Sebring will serve it up. We'll let Mara Pearson tie her shoe first. That's safety first. She'll take care of that business. You got the back row of Aubrey Kanafke and Marissa Garkey along with Pearson now that her shoe is tied. 11-8 Skins. Brianna Sebring serves with that advantage. Here's Kanafke up to Tegan Forecamp. She'll come all the way to Whitley Rammel. That's off the block. Nice dig by Whirling. The Brianna Sebring bumps it up to Chloe Gilf. Never made it across. Great dig here by the Redskins. Rammel had a lot of juice behind that one. That'll make it 11-9. Indians will get a point, though. And now Aldra Bupp back into the game. Left-handed junior will serve and play some back row. Targets Gils, Lange, and Sebring. This will be Brianna Sebring up to Lydia Whirling. Whirling's going to back set it to Claire Wendell down the line and in. A diving libero, all breaking after, could not get that in a playable position. Good hit by Claire Wendell. We'll give Sandry a 12-9 lead. And heading back to do the serving now from the middle back position will be Grace Lange. Lange serve. Taking the back row by Bupp. Forecamp will free ball that across to Lange. Whirling over to Chloe Gilson. A little close. Tegan Forecamp to dig. Now Aubrey Kanafke will set up Whitley Rammel. Nice dig by Lydia Whirling. And then the Indians will watch Chloe Gilson find pay dirt. Great dig by the Redskins. Now let me get 13-9, 4-point lead for St. Henry. Redskins won the first set 25-16. Where recovery comes back and claims set 2, 27-25. And now the Grace Lange serve. Aubrey Kanafke, Tegan Forecamp, sets up Marissa Garkey. Chloe Gills the dig. To Lydia Whirling, pushes it deep. Back there's all over Bupp to Kanafke. And now back on the attack. It's going to go down on the Sandry side. Marissa Garkey found just enough of an opening, went off a couple of Redskins, kind of put it in a no-man's land. A point well needed. A must point there for the Indians. Makes it 13-10. And now Whitley Rammel will serve. Brianna Sebring, Grace Lange, and Claire Wendell. This will be Brianna Sebring up to Lydia Whirling. Whirling will set up Chloe Gilson, hit it over everybody, out of bounds and into the hallway. That'll make it 13-11 on back-to-back Indian points. Indians lose to Rushi in the opener, 25-18, 24-26, 24-26, and lose to Buckeye Central, 20-25 and 24-26. And now Marissa Garkey's going to put one down as the preset got on top of the net. That's another one of those big eye hits that we talk about. Three straight Indian points and a four-point deficit. Now just a single-point deficit at 13-12. Whitley Rammel serves it again. That'll be Brianna Sebring up to Lydia Whirling. Goes over to Chloe Gils. Gils off the block, and that's down. Gils went through Luth Holden Guggenbow. They stopped it, but it falls on the Indian side on the Chloe Gils kill, which we got her now for nine today, or in this match, in this third match of the day. 14-12 leaders, Sanry. Lauren Bikey back to serve for the Redskins. That'll be Audra Bupp. That one's going to go into the net, and I think Carly Winter got a hand on it and put it down on the Indian side. Not really one of them big eye hits that we talk about, but Winter got just enough of that one to almost land on the center line. Makes it 15-12, St. Henry. Lauren Bikey serves it up again. This will be Audra Bupp. To Tegan Forecamp. Forecamp's going to set up Marissa Garkey. Here's a good swing. Dug by Sebring to Whirling. She'll set up Chloe Gills. Dug in the back row that time by Kanafke. And now Tegan Forecamp to Grace Guggenbiller, and she'll put it down. Tegan Forecamp, a little bump set with one fist. And Guggenbiller got right on top of it to make it 15-13. Indians within a pair. Now Faith Wendell back into the game. Now a junior set last year as a sophomore. She'll send that one across to Grace Lange. Up to Lydia Whirling. Now free ball across by Lange. There's Tegan Forecamp to Wendell. Now back row free ball across to Lange. To Wendell. To Chloe Gils. And a little bit of missed timing that time by the Redskins. And four recovery within a point, 15-14. Sanry, 1-1 on the day. We mentioned four recovery. But Sanry knocked off Rushi 25-16, 25-15. Lost to Buckeye Central 25-18, 26-24. And now a service error against four recovery. We'll give Sanry a 16-14 lead. The Indians look like this right now. Marissa Garkey, Audra Bupp, and right between them, Aubrey Kanafke. Grace Guggenbiller, Tegan Forecamp, and Faith Wendell also on the court, awaiting the serve of Lauren Robinette. And it will be Wendell setting up Guggenbiller, dug by Bikey. Lydia Worley sets up Brianna Seifring, dug in the back row by Aubrey Kanapke. Now Faith Wendell sets up Marissa Garkey, blocked, picked up by Kanapke. Now Faith Wendell backs at Deegan. Forkamp count it. Forkamp went through a double block herself there. And on the Forkamp kill, the Indians within one, 16-15. Great action between two MAC squads that expect to win a lot of volleyball games this year. They both came in with good records today, 3-0 for recovery. Sandra is 4-1, but a couple setbacks so far today. There's the Garkey serve off the net, and we got one of those cheaters that we talk about. And on the ace for Marissa Garkey, we're tied at 16-16. Our first tie since 3-3. That will lead to a standard timeout. We'll take a break with them. Indians 16, Redskins 16, set 3 on your sports leader, WCSM.
Need a better job where the benefits are great? A family-friendly company with competitive pay, where people stop and greet me when they see my smiling face. Cooper Farms, it's more than a workplace.
We're offering $1,000 sign-on bonuses for maintenance and CDL drivers. To apply, visit CooperFarmsJobs.com. Cooper Farms, it's more than a workplace.
A recovery on a 7-4 run. Henry had a 13-9 advantage, and now we're tied 16-16. Our first tie since 3-3. Indians will break huddle first. It'll look like this for the Indians. Aubrey Kanapke leads them out, the libero. She's also on the court. Faith Wendell, Tegan Forkamp, Mara Pearson, Grace Guggenbiller, and the server Marissa Garkey. Now the Redskins break huddle. Lydia Whirling and Carly Winter in that front row. Back row, Lauren Robinette, Lauren Bikey, Brianna Seifring, and Grace Lange. And now we got a service error against full recovery, which will give Sandria a 17-16 lead. Maya Antra back in the Redskin lineup. Carly Winter back in the service area. Garkey, Kanapke, and Pearson deep. This will be Mara Pearson up to Faith Wendell. Faith Wendell's going to set up Tegan Forkamp from the 10-foot line, dug by Lauren Bikey. Now a battle on the Indian side, chased down by Marissa Garkey, and free ball that time by Aubrey Kanapke. There's Robinette. Whirling sets up Brianna Seifring. Dug by Garkey in the back row. Up to Faith Wendell. Wendell sets up Mara Pearson. Hit it out of bounds. Point St. Henry. After the Redskin timeout, a couple Redskin points give them an 18-16 lead here in the third set. Third and last set of the Redskin Invitational. And now we got a timeout. I think we got a timeout for recovery. We'll take a break with them at one more time. Actually, let's just keep it here and talk about our upcoming schedule real quickly. We talked about Tuesday night. We'll be at the Slaughter Intermediate School. The undefeated Bulldogs will host these Fort Recovery Indians. Our report game that night from St. Mary's with New Bremen in town. Thursday night volleyball action. Coldwater travels to Maria Stein to take on Marion Local. That'll be on Lake 100.3 FM and AM 1350 on 96.7 FM right back here at the middle school. It'll be Sandry playing host to last year's state runner-up New Bremen Cardinals. Friday night football from here to there on AM 1350 and Lake 100.3 FM. It'll be the Kenton Wildcats traveling to Slaughter to take on the Bulldogs. 96.7 FM, our feature game, Marion Local here at St. Henry. Our report game at Versailles Parkway in town, and the WCSMRadio.com game. New Bremen travels to Coldwater to take on the Cavaliers. Served by Carly Winter. Dug by Mara Pearson. And it's going to go on top of that, and Maya Antrim's going to eat that one up. So Antrim will get a kill. A block that we're being told, a point for Sandry, however you look at it, and it's 19-16 Redskin. And now Winter will serve it up again. Dug by Kanapke. Up to Faith Wendell. Back set Grace Guggenbiller. That's Carly Winter. Lydia Whirling off Pearson. Kanapke, and then free ball across by Guggenbiller. Now Lauren Robinette up to Lydia Whirling. Goes over to Brianna Seifring. Picked up in the back row by Marissa Garkey. Faith Wendell sets up Mara Pearson. Lauren Robinette on the dig to Lydia Whirling. Quick set to Maya Antrup, and on the third hit, the Redskins are going to watch the Indians get it across. Now Whirling's on a free ball, one across. On the second hit, Lydia Whirling finds that wide open middle of the court. It's always open there against good teams, and we got two good teams going here. We know that. 20-16 advantage Sandry on a 4-0 run right now. We were tied at 16-16. The Carly Winter serve. Marissa Garkey up to Faith Wendell. Faith Wendell backs that to Grace Guggenbiller. Count that one. Guggenbiller sent one from the right front to the right corner of the Redskin defense. That'll stop a 4-0 run. 20-17, advantage Sanring. Grace Guggenbiller now will go back to do the serving. Beike, Sebring, and Lange. This will be Lauren Beike. Up to Lydia Whirling. Whirling's going to set up Brianna Sebring. Dug by Faith Wendell. And Whitley Rammel over to Tegan Forkamp. And the Indians, a little bit of miscommunication. Got them out of rotation there. Out of system, as they say. Makes it 21-17. As Lydia Whirling will go back to do the serving for the Redskins. Her target will be Marissa Garkey. Up to Faith Wendell. Backs at Tegan Forkamp. That's Whirling. Entra. To Sebring, battle at the net. It's back on the Redskins' side, and eventually it's Pearson on the Indian side. Faith Wendell right back to Mara Pearson. Dug by Grace Lange. Chased down by Lauren Robinette, and now Brianna Sebring from the 10-foot line. It'll be Aubrey Kanapke. Wendell, and Rammel will put it down. Faith Wendell the assist. Whitley Rammel the kill. 21-18 as we get later and later here into set number three. Best of three when we have these tourney formats. And the winner of this set will be a winner of the match. We're tied 1-1 right now. There's a Tegan Forkamp serve. Dug by Lauren Robinette up to Lydia Whirling. Whirling's going to set up Claire Wendell from the middle. That's Kanapke. Garkey and down. Claire Wendell came up the middle and slammed that one home. Claire Wendell with the kill makes it 22-18. And heading back to Sue will be Brianna Sebring. And we got an Indian timeout. We'll take a break with him this time. Henry 22. Full recovery 18, set number 3 on your Sports Center, WCSM.
Mercer Health's Doctors Urgent Care now offers the convenience of scheduling an appointment online using Mercer Health's MyChart. Mercer Health's Doctors Urgent Care, located south of Saline on 127, is open Monday through Friday, 6 to 11:30 p.m., and weekends and holidays from 1:30 to 9:30 p.m. Walk-ins are welcome, however, scheduling an appointment is strongly encouraged. More information and access to Mercer Health's MyChart is available by visiting mercer-health.com.
Joint Township Hospital, Grand Lake Health System, Slana BFW, People's Bank Company, Hometown, MVP Sports and More, Shopman Lumber Company, Mercer Health, Lambs Insurance Agency, Cooper Farms out of Fort Recovery Center, and McDonald's on board here for some really good volleyball action. This is the second match that we did here in the Redskin Invitational. We had Rushi and Sanray earlier here, Fort Recovery and Sanray. Brianna Sebring serves with a 22-18 lead. That'll be Audrey Kanapke up to Tegan Forkamp. Over to Mara Pearson off the block and down. Good swing by Mara Pearson. We'll cut the Indian deficit to 22-19. And now heading back to do the serving will be Audra Bupp, left-handed junior defensive specialist. Bupp will serve from the middle back position. Right at Brianna Sebring. Up to Lydia Whirling. Back set to Maya Antrup off the block and down. Little wrap around that time for Maya Antrup. And centering now a 23-19 advantage as Grace Lange, one of six seniors on Coach Rosenbeck's roster, will go back to the serving. Aubrey Kanapke flanked by Audra Bupp and Marissa Garkey deep. This will be Kanapke up to Tegan Forkamp. She'll set up Marissa Garkey from the 10-foot line. That's out of bounds. Hit it over everybody and out of bounds. And all of a sudden, the Redskins a point away from going to 2-1 on the day. Indians trying to prevent an 0-3 trip here in the San Henry. Served by Grace Lange. That'll be Kanapke up to Tegan Forkamp. That's not going to make it across to the Redskins. Going to claim the third set here, 25-19. Going to get the right sheet here, 25-19. San Henry won the first set, 25-15. The Indians win the middle of three sets, 27-25. We'll take one quick break. And we will add up all our numbers here in the Redskin Invitational. And your sports leader, WCSM.
This is Tom Lamb of Lamb's Insurance. I want you to know that with our Ohio Mutual Insurance, we can save you a lot of wampum.
Wampum?
You know, moolah.
Moolah?
Yes, we can save you dough, cabbage, clams, greenback.
I think what you're trying to say is that with your Ohio Mutual policy discounts, Lamb's Insurance can save you money.
Correctamundo.
Huh?
Save money with Lamb's Insurance in Maria Stein, protecting all your insurance needs.
Hi, Stacy Voorhees here with your local Montfort Voorhees Family McDonald's. We want you to join our McFamily. Would you like to become the newest smiling face at the drive-thru? Be the one to prepare a Big Mac or the world-famous fries? How about interacting with our guests in the lobby? simply stop into your local McDonald's anytime and meet our local crew. We'd love to meet you and talk about joining our McFamily.
Welcome back to the middle school here in San Henry. The Redskin Invitational in 2021 now in the books. Our third and final match of the day. It was the San Henry Redskins knocking off the Fort Recovery Indians 25-15, 25-27, and 25-19. So the Redskins end the day 2-1. They are now 6-2 on the campaign. So the Redskins 6-2, while Fort Recovery ends up at 0-3 today. And I think I told you that they were 3-0 coming in today. They were actually 4-0 with that win over St. John's the other night. So they will go back to Fort Recovery at 4-3. We'll have them Tuesday night at the Slaughter Intermediate School when they take on the undefeated Bulldogs. That last set, our third and last set of the day, we're tied at 1-2-3. And then our next tie and last tie would be 16-16. After that, the Redskins go on a 9-3 run and pick up their second match of the day. Again, final scores today. Let's go up. Final numbers here. First four of the San Henry Redskins. It was Chloe Gills with 9 kills here in the last match. Claire Wendell had 3. Lydia Worling had 4 kills and 4 service points. Carly Winter, 2 kills and 14 service points. Brianna Seifring, 13 kills, a block, and 3 service points. Maya Antrop with 6 kills and 2 blocks. Lauren Beike had 4 service points. Grace Lange with 10. And Lauren Robinette chipped in with 2 service points. For the Fort Recovery Indians, Marissa Garkey, 5 kills, a block, and a service point. Lily Luthold had a block. Mara Pearson, 5 kills and a block. Tegan Forkamp, 6 kills and a couple service points. Craig Skugenbiller, 3 kills and a service point. Whitley Rammel, 9 kills, 5 blocks, 3 service points. Faith Wendell had 6 service points, including 4 aces. And Aldra Buck had 7 service points. Overall in the match for the San Henry Redskins, 38 kills, 5 blocks, and 33 service points. For Fort Recovery, 24 kills, 6 blocks, and they were credited with 7 service points. Let's take a look at what happened here today real quickly, and we'll close up shop. The action looked like this. 10 o'clock games. It was Fort Recovery falling to Rushi, 18-25, 26-24, 26-24. San Henry falling to Buckeye Central here in this gymnasium at the same time, 25-18, 26-24. The 11 o'clock games looked like this. It was San Henry knocking off Rushi, 25-16, 25-15, while Buckeye Central tops Fort Recovery, 26-24 and 25-20. And then in the nightcap, the last of 3 matches, San Henry outlasts Fort Recovery, 25-15, 25-27, and 25-19. And we do know that Buckeye Central knocked off Rushi in 2 over at the middle school, or excuse me, at the high school. So Buckeye Central comes in about a 2-hour trip from New Washington, Ohio, and goes home 6-0. Fort Recovery comes in 4-0. They go home at 4-3. Rushi comes in at 2-4. They go home at 3-6. And San Henry started at 4-1. They are now 6-2. Final in our last match, it was San Henry knocking off Fort Recovery, 25-15, 25-27, 25-19. We'll close up shop on your Sports Center, WCSM.
For sports first, on air and online, we thank you for listening to this WCSM Sports presentation. Thanks for listening to a WCSM Sports presentation.
Special sports coverage on Fort Recovery Radio was being brought to you by
your sports leader, WCSM FM.